Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show on today. Well, it is officially the second day of October, October the 2nd, 2013. Awesome, 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 and just want to give a birthday shout out to those of you who are listening, and today is your birthday. Good morning and happy, happy birthday. Well, I'm Coach Lalisa, and you've tuned in to All About Entrepreneurs, where we try to empower you, inspire you, and encourage you in your entrepreneurial journey and pursuits, your entrepreneurial endeavors. We know that to be in business can be fun, can be exciting, but sometimes it can be a daunting task. Depending on who you're around, depending on what business you're in, what industry you're in, for instance, right now with the government shutting down and the economy being bad, a lot of people are standing wondering which way to go. With that being said, well, I'm in the coaching business. So for those of you who are standing wondering which way to go, you need to be excited. You need to be turned on. You need to have your energy sparked so that you can get going. So you need to turn to the Release Your Power program and other similar programs. And no, Release Your Power isn't the only program out there. We know you have a choice, so we're absolutely thankful that you've chosen to tune in to this show, which has as its foundation Release Your Power. So I'm very excited about that. Everyone has their different businesses. Well, Release Your Power, that's my business. So we're excited. And today, our topic, I love the topic today. I love all the topics, but I absolutely love today's topic. Ignite your fire. That's right. Fire. F-I-R-E. F-I-R-E. Ignite your fire. So we're excited. We're excited. We're excited. And we look forward to talking about this topic. It's very, very, very important. It's going to be some great and wonderful things happening. When you're, you know, when you're in business for yourself, you definitely need a lot of personal development, self-help, self-development. And so we are definitely here and want to definitely, definitely help you. But you got to get your fire. You just got to get on fire, F-I-R. And I love that song, "This Girl is on Fire." Well, that, well, not that I'm the singer here, but guess what? I'm a coach, not a singer, the speaker, not the soloist. But you know the song that I'm talking about. It's a beautiful song. And this girl is on fire. And I can truly say that. And I want to teach people how to live powerfully every day. So some people wonder, well, Coach Aliso, just what do you do? They see me do so many different things. And so sometimes the real flavor and juice of what I do can get lost in the many things that I do. So I want you to know emphatically, this is what I do. I love getting people on fire, and I love helping people to live powerfully every day, regardless of your situation, of your current situation, regardless of your past. So I thank God for that, because He gave me that ability. It's nothing I did on my own. It's nothing I asked for. He created that within me. I'm just running with it. So that's what I have the talents and skills to do, is to help people live powerfully every single day. And when I say live powerfully, I mean live with that authenticity. Live with your true self. Tap into your inner passion, your inner ability. And when you do that, you will be so authentic. You will be happy. You will be so on your way. So thank you for tuning in to the broadcast another day, because we are on the move. And you haven't seen nothing yet. I love how they say that. You ain't seen nothing yet, baby. You just stick around. We are going places. The All About Entrepreneur radio show. We're going places. We're on the move. Release your power. We're on the move. And there's just some wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things coming to us. We already have up the information for August 2014, okay? For August 2014, we already have information up for our third annual That's right, it's our third annual Women's Empowerment. Our third annual Women's Leaders and Entrepreneurs Summit and Business Expo, downtown Newark, New Jersey. This year, we're reaching out to not only people throughout the state of New Jersey, but we also have people coming from Ohio, North Carolina. This year, we ought to have people from Tennessee coming, Maryland, Virginia, and New York City. Those are the cities last year. We had people from all of those cities except for Tennessee was represented at the conference. But this year we should have people coming from even Delaware. I think next year we'll pick up some Delaware, Philadelphia, and Georgia. And Georgia, yeah, we'll get our Georgia peach up here. And we have contacts in Georgia. We believe they will be coming up this year. That's one of the reasons we're starting to plan a whole year ahead of time, because we want people to make sure they have all the arrangements that they need to get here. But that's how you ignite your fire. I'm going to give you a big secret to igniting the fire in you. When I was on a job, I was working a 9-to-5, go to work, clock in, everybody's standing around, sitting around, looking around, talking about each other. And I did that some work did get done, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, people, that's what was That's what their day consists of. Who's doing what, how they're doing it, what the boss or the supervisor is doing, what the company is or isn't doing. I mean, really, come on, people. You have nothing better to do. And so it just got to me. It got under my skin. So I finally had to be real with myself. I had to ignite my fire, so to speak. And I had to walk away from that. And I had to get into an environment where we just don't have time for that. And entrepreneurs, we don't have time for that. You know, we don't have time to go get up in the morning, go through a lot of preparation, and spend 8 hours a day talking about our coworkers, or the supervisor, or the boss, or the CEO, or the executive director, and or our customers, God forbid we talk about them, or our clients, or our volunteers. We just don't have time for that. And so that just wasn't working for me. Well, in order to do what I do and to be successful at it, you have to tap into your inner fire. In other words, you have to turn on your passion. You have to turn that thing on. Now, a little bit of fire will still burn you. So just turning it on will be great. Just turning it on will be great. But as you continue to raise the bar, so to speak, as you continue to raise the flame, you know how that works. Things get hotter and hotter. May not all happen at once, but as it gets hotter, it's like a pot of water. It begins to boil. First it starts out slow. Then it goes faster and faster and faster and faster. Before you know it, the little bubbles are moving so fast. It creates that incredible heat. Well, that's what happens. As you move, the faster you move, the more fire you create. And the more fire you create, the faster you move. The faster you move, the more fire. The more fire, the faster the fire. So fire and fast go together. And before you know it, you're just so on fire that you just burn up everything around you. You know, everything that doesn't fit is burnt up. Everything that doesn't work well with it is burned up. And you just keep moving. And people are attracted, you know, people love to stand and watch you burn anyway, right? They always say that. And so once that fire started, people are going to watch, but don't worry about them. Unless they want to join in and help you burn, don't worry about them just standing by. The bystanders, don't worry about those people. Worry about the people who want to actually help you burn up. Yes, those are absolutely the people that you want to attract, and those are the people you want to track. You want to pay attention to what they're doing, what they're saying. But being on fire, having that fire in you, when you ignite, meaning both the same thing, but that turn it on. When you ignite that fire, you're turning it on. And here's the thing, you're in control of that. You are the one who can turn on your own fire. Now, if you're waiting around for someone to do it for you, well, I got a news flash for you. It's not going to happen. Don't even wait for it. Turn it on yourself. You have the ability to look within yourself and see what makes you happy. What makes you happy? What is it? As a matter of fact, find me one thing that would make you so happy that it would bring power to your life every single day. What is the one thing? That's how I found my passion. I found my passion by finding that thing that I love. And that's how I found it. What's the thing that I love doing, or the thing that I do the most? And so I found out that for me it's public speaking. So I do it in different genres, yeah, from training to teaching a class to being a speaker to being a workshop leader to being a radio show host. I've found, or TV show host, either one, I've found the thing that ignites my fire. What ignites your fire? And if you don't find this, if you don't, you owe it to yourself. You're slighting yourself by not finding your fire. Don't, in other words, tap into your inner fire. Find your, ignite your inner fire prior to leaving Earth. If I was you, I would not leave here without having ignited my fire. This is not just, and I know we're, you know, it's a local radio show. Well, we're an international radio show, rather. We're an international radio show that we come on the internet. We don't have thousands and thousands of listeners. We've had thousands over the years we've been on here. We've had probably easily 100,000 listeners. Okay, so yes. Over the years, we've been on the air over 5 years, close to 7 years, and maybe longer than that, because when we were with Harvest Radio, we probably had a few thousands of listeners there as well. So, sure, over the years, I've had probably close to 500,000 people that have tuned into Coast to Elisa, the Elisa Williams Show, or even when we did Power Truth Radio. But here's the thing. Your passion, the thing that you are, you know, there's many ways you can use your fire, the thing that will set you on fire. There's many different avenues that you can use it. So, again, whether it's even being an author, that's another way of me speaking. So everything I do is centered around me speaking, being an author, doing a workshop, training, teaching. It's all there, public speaking. So when I looked at my past 20 years of my life, that's what I've been doing. Every job that I've had included public speaking to a degree. Every job that I've had in the past 20 years since, this is 2012, so ever since 1992, well, in 1992, I was involved in speaking through the college. So I've been doing some pieces, some bits of speaking ever since 1992 on a formal level. Then it took me 20 years to look back and see that and to say, aha, that's it. So it can take a while, but what I'm trying to tell you is that in order to tap into your fire, to the thing that will really drive you and to bring you that ultimate success, you probably only just have to look back over your life and see what you've done the most, and out of those things that you've done the most, or those things that you've been doing the longest, look at, you know, make a list of them and look at which one that really brought you that joy, that happiness, that fire. Out of all the things, you know, you want to try to narrow it down to one thing for now. You can add on later, but at least to get you started, I mean, kickstart the situation here. So find that one thing that you absolutely know is something that will ignite your fire so that you can wake up every day excited, you know, once you get up. I mean, sometimes it's like, oh, another day, I didn't get enough sleep. But once you get past that moment, you're excited, and your whole day is exciting. You know, I say on my website, I ask the question, do you want to live powerfully every day? Well, I basically answer the question. I tell you, you can. You can live powerfully every day. So I ask you the question, do you want to live powerfully every day? Every day, and for me, living powerfully means living on fire, having your fire ignited. waking up, being excited about your day, being excited about your projects, the things you do. Therefore, when tragedies happen around you, sure, you're going to feel them. You're going to experience some sadness, some loss, some disappointment like everyone else. You're human. However, you don't stay there for a long time. You don't stay there any longer than bare minimum. Okay? Just to prove that you're a human being, but then you're up and at them. You know? That's achievable. You can actually live like that. I know some people don't believe you can. Some people believe that their lives are in the hands and the fate of some person, some persons, some companies even. Like me, for instance, I know my life is in no one's hands but God's. But some people don't believe that. They believe that what people say and what people do and what may happen at the company, what may happen in the job, they believe that this is what is controlling their fire. And therefore, they would never attempt to ignite their own fire because they don't believe they can. They don't believe they have the power to do it, and they don't believe they should do it. In their minds, why should they? Since they have no control. You see, not everyone has the mindset of the release your power. Not everybody has the release your power mindset. And the release your power mindset is a mindset that believes that you do have the power to ignite your own fire, your own happiness, your own joy. And not everybody believes that. Most people and some people, not all people, but there are people who think that it is up to someone else. Their husband, their wife, their children, their job, their supervisor, the company, the government, white people, black people, neighbors, this and that, their church, and all other types of, the list goes on and on and on of what some people believe about igniting their own fire. And basically that just means you taking control of your own happiness, of your own peace, of your own joy. You taking control, getting it started. You turn the dial, just like with the television. If you're watching a particular channel, if you're no longer interested in that channel, what do? You switch it. You turn it. Well, the same thing. When you ignite that inner fire, you're taking control. It's like having the remote control in your hands. You're in control of what you see, of what you feel, of what you watch in your own life. And what I'm trying to convince you is that it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth getting out of your comfort zone, stepping past your fears, and being that person who is ignited by their inner fire, that thing that you really want to do. I love being around people like that because they're so exciting. They're not negative. I love being around people like that because these are people who are not trying to be better than anyone else. They're just doing what it is that they do best. I love being around these people because they're not jealous. They're not. They're just wonderful people to be around, and they're doing what they have to do. They're not always trying to get one up on someone. They're not wishy-washy. They're not hugging you with a lot of love one day, and you see them a week later, and they, roll their eyes at you. You know, people who have ignited their own inner fire are people who are, to me, are people who are more closer to God and what God would want us to be. Because when you ignite your inner fire, you're able to love other people. Because, again, you're not jealous of them. You don't want what they have. You're not, looking down on anyone because you have more than them. It really becomes important to try to get that inner fire ignited. And what I'm saying is that in order to do that, it takes you looking at yourself, taking a hard, deep look at who you really are, becoming who you really are, and being the right, tapping into it at the right angle, at the right degree. So that's what we want to help you do with Release Your Power. So you can go over to the CoachLalisa.com website, and you can definitely ignite your inner power today. You can ignite your inner fire. Oh, yeah, your inner firepower. There you go. You can go over there. You can ignite it today. I'm telling you, this is the best thing that I've ever done. My husband can tell you. He can tell you, my sister, my husband, all the people that are closest to me can tell you. This is not something I do just for a radio show. This is who I am each and every single day, all day. And my mother used to always tell me, your husband will be the first one to know if you're saved or not. I used to crack up when she would say that. But it's so true. The people that are closest to you, they'll know if you're really that person who is ignited by their inner fire. And that's what I wanted to talk to you about today, is how you, too, can ignite your inner fire so that you can live from this place of abundance, from this place of peace, from this place of joy every day, not just once a year at the holiday time, not just, during the summer when you're going to the beach, but every single day. I get to live like this every single day, regardless. Do problems come my way? Absolutely. Do I face challenges every day? Absolutely. Do I experience tragedies and the loss of life? Yes. Do I experience pain and discomfort? Yes. That has nothing to do with my inner fire, though. I experience life just like everyone else. The difference is, life happens to me just like it happens for everyone. I experience it much like most people do. The difference is I experience it from a different perspective. So yes, I experience the same thing, tragic, death, pain, disease, you name it. I experience it all just like everyone else. The difference is the way I internalize it, is the way I see it, is my perception. It's not just about what comes at me, it's about what force I'm putting out. See, there's an outer force, but there's an inner force. And the inner force is so powerful. We don't often think about how powerful the inner force is because we think that it's limited, like the sizes of our bodies, or we think it's limited, but it's not. It's unlimited. And we think that the outer is so unlimited, and yet it is limited. So it's the perspective. It's the way you see it. So I'm telling you, I live like this every day, and I want you to live like this every day. That's what I want. That's my gift to you, is to go around teaching people how to live from this place. So that's all we have time for today. Thank you for tuning in another day. I have to absolutely run. We'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, same time, same place, for another exciting episode on All About Entrepreneur. So as an entrepreneur, go out, live your passion. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. And we'll talk some more tomorrow about how to actually sustain that place of happiness. This has been Coach Lalisa, and I've enjoyed being with you on today. Moving.
right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs, and visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on the show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.